This is Pastor Mike Parks welcoming you to Church 180's weekly radio broadcast, Turn Your Life Around. It is our prayer that through the word we are about to share, that you would be encouraged, enlightened, and empowered to get your life on track through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's get right into the message this week. I hope it's a blessing. Well, this morning, I could have continued Godology 101 because there are so many more things in the Bible that we find out that God is. You know, we talked about, we started several weeks ago with discovering who God is. And I could have continued. I could have talked about how he's the Savior. I could have talked about that he's the healer, the redeemer, the advocate. I could have talked about how he's the propitiation. I could have talked about how he's our friend. But there are some things about God that I think you should just learn on your own. Amen? Some things are better experienced than told. I can sit up here and tell you all day long about how God's been my friend, how I've experienced him as my friend, but until you get with God yourself, until you experience that on your own, it's just words. And so that was Godology 101, and we've been studying and getting to know God because in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, it's on the wall, they that know their God shall be strong and take action. Also, Matthew 7:22, there'll be many saying that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and in your name cast out devils and done many wonderful works in your name? And then I will profess to them, Jesus said, I never knew you. Depart from me. See, we want to continue to get to know God, not to know about him, but to get to know him. Why? Because not only does your strength in this life depend on it, but your eternity depends on whether or not you know God. So we're going to continue focusing on getting to know God. Well, one of the ways, so we're going to shift gears, and this is Godology 102. But Godology 102, one of the other ways you get to know someone is not just find out who they are, but you find out what they like, what they want, what they desire. This is known as their will. So we're going to be studying for the next 6 weeks what the Word of God says the will of God is. I think it's funny. My whole life, and I even did this when I remember being 19, 20, 21 years old, and that's when I really got on fire for God. I really didn't get to know God until I really began to seek God, and I really began to seek God 20 years old, 21 years old, 22. I really began to seek who God was. And as I began to seek God, I began to remember saying this prayer, God, show me your will. Now, any Christian worth their salt has prayed that prayer before. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to laugh. Some of you are going to go, oh my, did he really say that? God ain't going to answer that prayer. Anybody want to guess why? Because it's in the Bible. He don't have to answer it. He already did. And so we're going to, for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to show you what the will of God is. And we're going to talk about those things. Now, I don't know how this worked out. I didn't mean for it to work out this way. But who can tell me what Thursday is? Thursday is the National Day of Prayer. This is the biggest day outside of Easter and Christmas that the church has in the United States. We need to be out and about showing the world what we believe. I've already got it set up with North Adams High School. I'm going over there at 7:30 in the morning. Last year we had 100 kids around the flagpole praying for their school, for their community, and for their country. We're going to do the same thing this year, and hopefully we'll expand that number and have even more kids praying. And so let me tell you something. You want to guess now that you know that what Thursday is, what we're going to talk about today, what God's will is? Prayer. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2. And this is funny because Paul, the apostle of God to the Gentiles, that's to us, those of us who were not born Jewish, to the adopted ones into the kingdom of God, Paul was our apostle. And in the letter that he wrote to Timothy, in the first verse of 1 Timothy chapter 2, Paul uses these words, I exhort therefore that what? First of all, I exhort thee, therefore, that first of all,
supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and what? Acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. What's God's will? First off, His will is that you pray. That's God's will. First off, is that you pray. Now, you used to go back to the verse there which says, verse 2. Go back to verse 2. Nope, go back to verse 1. Sorry. Okay, you see the word supplications, and then you see the word prayers, and you see the word intercessions, and giving of thanks. Those are not four different things. They're all prayer. They're all types. I'm going to show you through the scriptures. I'm going to show you through the Greek and through the study of the Word of God that these are all types of prayers. These are all types of prayers. And so when it says, and we're going to talk about each one. The first one there, it says supplication. Okay, the word supplication is the Greek word deasis. All right? It means to request for supply. As a matter of fact, the English word, what's the root word of supplication? Supply. So this is where you go and you ask God to fill a request or to fill a need. The Bible tells us, my God shall supply all of our need according to His riches and glory. But see, most people stop right there. No, it's by Christ Jesus. See, so many people will come to church, Sister Janice. So many people, Brother Joey, will come to church. Brother Dan, and Dan, and Dan, and Dan. Those of you who come to church here know where I get that. There's a Dan in every section. Amen. We have more Dans than anybody else, and we got all the Dans in Adams County right here at this church. But people will come to church and think because they call themselves Christian, God will supply their need. No. And you wonder, and people's faith gets crushed, Sister Linda, when they pray and they'll ask God for something, but they wonder why God doesn't answer their prayers, because you're not coming in Christ Jesus. You're living a life of a heathen, doing things that are in rebellion to God, and then you wonder why God don't answer your prayers. God doesn't have to answer your prayer unless you are in Christ Jesus. Remember, all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen. So you cannot live a life that is outside of God and expect God to answer your prayer. See, when you make a request, on this earth for something, that's usually called an invoice. And that word invoice, we get the same word invoke. Come on now. And to invoke means to do something in someone's name. And that if I say to, if you got something from me, I demand payment. I invoice. And see, and God, through His covenant of Jesus Christ, says that if we are in God, then we can come to God with these requests and invoke the name of Jesus. See, the name of Jesus is not some magic words that we say at the end. It's not abracadabra. Many of you think, many of us, and I used to think this same way, that if I would just pray and say the magic words in Jesus' name at the end, I'd have what I asked for. No. Saying in Jesus' name and being in Jesus' name are two different things. Do you understand? So, but a supplication is a prayer where you make a request known unto God, and you must come in the name of Jesus for God to must fill that request. Number one, supplication. Number two, prayer. And I have to look because I cannot remember all these Greek words because I'm just not that smart. The word used for prayer there in the Greek is prosuke. Yes. Prosuke. It means to meet with God. So the first one is, the first prayer is a request. So what's Paul saying to Timothy? Okay, you can pray and ask God for stuff, or you can just go meet with God. This is what we've been preaching for weeks here. Whether you want to call it your tent of meeting, whether you want to call it your prayer closet, or whether you want to call it your war room, like Hollywood, matter of fact, we just watched this movie again last night at our house. If you haven't seen the movie War Room, you don't know what you're missing. That little woman reminds me of my mother so much. Nathan was sitting on my lap, and I said, this lady reminds me of mom so much. He goes, I know, I just said that to mom. Because that's how mom was. You just talk, you would go to her, have you prayed about it? Mom, I'm coming here because I got a problem. Have you prayed about it? She'd always throw the ball back in your court. Have you took it to the Lord? Have you went? And every morning she'd get up and she would meet with God. So I don't care whether you call it your tent of meeting, that's what I call mine at my house, or you call it your prayer closet, or if you call it your war room, you need to meet with God. You need to meet with God. You need to pray. Just that great prophet, MC Hammer. You've got to pray just to make it today. Am I the only one old enough to know that? Anyone in here ever heard the great prophet MC Hammer? You know, he told the devil, you can't touch this. That you've got to be too legit to quit. Great prophet. One of his songs was, we've got to pray just to make it today. It's a good word. So you can go and you can make requests to God, or you can just go meet with God. But we need to be having these face-to-face meetings with God. See, because when you go and make requests of God, you're seeking his hands. But when you go and meet with God, you're seeking his face. Amen? The next word that we find there was intercessions. And that is the Greek word enteuxis. I know, isn't that awesome? This means to go to God as a representative of someone else who has not yet learned to go to God on their own. To intercede for someone is when you've got a lost loved one who don't know how to pray to God, or who has not made that, who's not in Jesus' name. They can pray all they want, but if they're not part of the covenant, how can they demand part of the covenant? How can they can't. So they need someone to intercede on their behalf. That's someone who can go before God and say, I'm going to pray for this person because they can't do it on their own. Intercession means to go in on behalf of someone else. Intercede. I mean, you know, sometimes we have loved ones who could pray, but they're not able to. They could go to God in Jesus' name. They're good Christian people, but maybe they're sick. Maybe there's something going on, and I don't know about you, but I've been through some stuff, and sometimes when you go through stuff, sometimes it goes so much that all you can say is Jesus. You know, they talked about it this morning. Sometimes all you can get out is the name of Jesus. You can't really pray like you need to pray because of how hard the thing is you're going through. When you're going through times like that, your brothers and sisters in Christ should be interceding on your behalf. And then when they're going through stuff, the same way, you should be interceding on their behalf. We're meant to carry one another's burdens. We're meant to lift one another up. And how do we do that? Through prayer. Through prayer. So it tells us that supplications, which is requesting for needs to be met, meeting with God, standing in the gap for someone else, and then finally, the giving of thanks. I can remember this one because it's a word I actually know. Okay, it's Eucharistia, which is where we get the word Eucharist from. This one I knew. have no idea what deesis and into kuksi or whatever I said earlier. Sounds like I'm speaking in tongues. But giving of thanks is Eucharistia, and it means exactly what it says. Give thanks. You should be thankful. You should be thankful. And I'm going to spend a whole week on, because this isn't the only place where it says the will of God is for you to be thankful. It's going to get its whole own week about us having an attitude of gratitude. Someone says, what week is that, Pastor Mike? I'm not going to come because I'm not real thankful for you doing this right now. I'm not telling you. But we are supposed to be thankful and giving thanks. Now, here's the kicker. It doesn't say, it says, I exhort thee, first of all, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. How many of you are thankful for every man in your life? Yeah, that's right. None of you are. How many of you are sometimes praying to God, God, get them? Take them out, Jesus! This person at my work, God, they're getting on my last nerve. And I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, you get them, God. Dump heaps of fire on their head, God. Lord, pour out the coals of fire, God. And it's amazing how intense and how fervent your prayer becomes when it's get them, God. Guess what? Get them, God's not a prayer. Supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks for all men. Are you thankful for everybody in your life? Because you're supposed to be. Because that person who gets on your last nerve, God's got them there for a reason. God's building you. He's developing character. He's developing integrity. He's teaching you how to love when the world despitefully uses you. He's teaching you how to be more like him, because people were beating him at the face, ripping out his beard. They hit him with the cat of nine tails, put a crown of thorns and mocked him, spit upon him. And what did he say? Get him, God. Father, forgive them. What did Joseph say when he finally got his brothers in the room? Did he say, you bunch of punks threw me in a pit, made Dad think I was dead, I was sold into slavery, they took me and some woman accused me of rape, I got thrown into prison? Did he do any of that? Did his brothers even know what he went through? No, because he didn't tell them. He said what happened was for the glory of God. He was thankful for what they did, because he wouldn't have been Joseph without them putting him in the pit. Thankful for all men. Thankful for all men. See, some of you are like, you were all for praying and stuff. God, I got the covenant in Jesus' name. And God, you need to, I need God, and you're going to supply. All for that. You even were okay with meeting with God. Intercession, he thought, I could pray for some people, but this giving of thanks for all men. And see, now let me, you guys know, I mean, I know, I don't, see, sometimes I think to myself, I don't even need to say this, but then I think, yeah, I've met some people and I probably need to say it. You know, when it says men there, it means men and women, right? Mankind. Okay, so I just want to make sure you know that. It's just, you be thankful for every person in your life. But here's the thing. So we got supplications, we got prayers, meeting with God, FaceTime with the Father is what I like to call it. We got intercessions for others, and we got giving of thanks. Now, for those of you who want to know, this is just a side note. For those of you who really like to do Bible study, there are three other types of prayers mentioned in the Bible, just if you want to know. It's the prayer of agreement. You find that in Matthew chapter 18. Okay, it's the prayer of praise and worship. Okay, and that's all throughout the Old and New Testament. And the third one is the prayer of consecration or dedication. You know, like when we do baby dedications, we pray and we say, we dedicate this child to you, God. That's a prayer of consecration. So those are the seven types. Isn't that funny? Seven types of prayer in the Bible. Seven. I just, you know, it's just perfect the way it works out. So thus, if you just want to know, those are the seven types of prayer. But here's the kicker on that verse. For all men. That prayer, supplications, prayer, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Because here's the thing. How many people do you know well enough to know what their needs are? Just get a number in your head. That you know well enough to know what their needs are. Now, who can give me a number? Just somebody say, just give me a rough estimate. Steve, how many people do you know well enough? I know you ain't afraid to speak out. How many people do you know well enough that you know what their needs are? Give me a number. 3, okay? I have 2,000 friends on Facebook. Of those 2,000 friends, I probably know 100, 120, 130 people well enough to know what their needs are. So he's got 3, I got 130. How many people are on this planet? 7 billion with a B. 7 billion people. How are we going to pray for all men? It's because he covers the X amount that he knows, and he covers the X amount that he knows. He covers the people he knows. She covers the people she knows. She does the ones she knows. He does go on, so on, so on, so on. And you know what? We're not all going to, the 100 of us, 100 some of us that are here this morning, we're not even going to come close. It's every child of God should be praying, because this is the will of God for all men. See, do you want to know, and then to show them verse 2. Do you want to know why our country's in the shape it's in? Because we've stopped praying. Because he goes on and doesn't, he says for all men, and then he says for kings. He doesn't say, listen, there's no, it's not, it doesn't end there. It doesn't say pray and supplicate, intercede. Let me tell you something. You may or may not agree with Barack Obama. Lord knows I don't. I ain't afraid to say it. Okay? I think he's one, I told you all the joke 2 weeks ago. Jimmy Carter's the happiest man in America. He's no longer the worst president of the United States. I told you guys that. But let me tell you a secret. Just because I don't agree with the man, he's still my president. And I should be interceding for him. See, I've heard several of my friends, because of the groups I hang out with, they all call him a Muslim. They say that he's against Americans. And, you know, whether he is or he isn't, I'm not his judge. But here's what I know. If you believe that, then he can't pray to God on his own because he's not part of the covenant. Are you praying for him? Are you interceding on his behalf? Are you interceding on behalf of your congressmen and your senators? Are you interceding on behalf of the Supreme Court? You want to know why our country's in the shape it's in? Because we forgot first things first. And first thing is to pray. We've stopped being a praying nation. Why is our country in the shape that it's in? Because we as Christians don't pray. See, I'm doing what my mom did to me. I'm putting the ball back in our court. Why are we in the shape we're in? Because we don't pray anymore. We're too busy to pray. I'm reading a book right now by Bill Hybels. You should look it up and read it. It's called Too Busy Not to Pray. You need to read this book. So many of us, the devil tries to keep us so busy doing good things. See, it's amazing. There are 5 groups of people in the world that the devil has. He only has 5 tricks in his. The Bible tells us flat. If you read the Bible, you'll find these things out. Mark chapter 4. The devil has 5 things. That's 6. 5 things. 5 things that he does to trick you and deceive you. Number 1 is afflictions. That means you get sick. You get hurt, depression, those things are all kinds of afflictions, things that keep you down. Addiction, that's an affliction. All these things that the devil brings. And some people, that he gets people with that. I ain't never been tempted to be addicted. The only thing I told you guys before, the only thing I'm addicted to is Big Mac. That's it. I don't even really like Big Macs. I like just food. Food's my problem. But some people are very addictive personalities, and they have to have more. But then the second thing the Bible tells us is persecution. Some people can't stand what other people think about them. And so that keeps them from becoming the children of God. That distracts them from doing things. But see, that's not, let me give you a secret. That's not a lot of people. Most people, the devil allows to become somewhat successful. Most people don't fall under category A and B. Most people fall on the next one, which is cares of this world. And we get so busy. Yeah, our life's not the best, but it's sure not the worst. We all know somebody's got it way worse than we do. But we go through life and we've got so many things. See, I have three boys. And I told you last week, from Sunday to Sunday, I officiated two weddings. Austin had six baseball games. Nathan had baseball practice. And Connor had two nights of the drama at the high school. That's just my family. That has nothing to do with what I did for you all. That has nothing to do with preparing the sermon, doing the video announcements. That has nothing to do with all the other stuff we had getting together and coming up with all these things that we do to make this day an awesome day. Busy. And how many of you know going to your kids' games is a good thing? It is. How many of you know being there for your son when he's in the drama is a good thing? How many of you know weddings are a good thing? Amen. Amen. Weddings are a good thing. I mean, these are all good things, but the devil tries to get us busy doing good things that we forget about the God thing. First of all, pray for all men. The only way we're going to pray for all men is for each of us to begin to pray for the people we know. Begin to pray for people who we know what their needs are. We know they need intercession. We need to pray for one another. But then verse 2 says, for kings and all that are in authority, that you may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. We don't even take time to pray for our needs, half of us. And the only time we ever go pray is when we have the flat tire of life, when we go get God out of the trunk. Oh, God, I'm having a flat tire in life. I need your help. And then just as soon as we get the tire changed, we're back on the road of life, put God back in the trunk, and don't get him out till the next time we need him. You want to know a secret? We need him all the time. The devil's got us fooled that we can do it our way, that we're going to be just fine. We can figure it out. We don't have to bother God with this little thing or that little thing. No, we need the Lord. Our country needs the Lord. Our nation needs the Lord. Our president needs the Lord. We have an election coming up. See? We had an election just passed. I don't want to see a showing of hands. How many of you prayed before you went and voted? Here's the kicker. How many of you didn't go vote? Don't raise your hands. Sad. Do what God give you to do. Pray and then go do what God told you to go vote for who God told you to vote for. I'm not telling you how to vote. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you how to do that. I'm telling you to meet with God. Get with face to face with the Father and say, Father, who do you want? And in the meantime, until January gets here and we inaugurate the new president, let's pray for the other guy. Let's pray that he has wisdom. Let's pray that he leads this country in a godly way. Let's pray his eyes would be open. Let's pray that someone who can actually speak into his life comes into his life and begins to show him the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's begin to do those things because we need to pray. First things first, pray.
I pray this week's message has touched your heart. If you have need of prayer or would like more information, you can call Church 180 at 937-386-0333. Visit our website at www.church180.org or check out our Facebook page. Our church is non-denominational with a welcoming environment. Blue jeans are welcome, and so are you. Church 180 is located at 2556 Moores Road in Seaman, Ohio, right across from North Adams High School. We would love to have you come be part of our family. The services are Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. This is Pastor Mike Parks praying you have a blessed week, and we'll see you next Sunday right here on C103.